Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Oh.
104.5 The Zone, 820 The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. Take Three's coming up in about half an hour. We are thrilled to have in studio, for I believe the first time ever, a guy who was an intern for Mark at Channel 5 and was successful anyway, from the Golf Channel and CBS Sports, the one and only Nashville legend, Grant Boone. What's going on, man?
Tell us how that happened.
I can't believe that you forgot my epic visit in 2006 after the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Who could forget? They're still talking about it.
I must have been on vacation
or
something.
I couldn't get in the door they were talking about.
was Inge here?
Yeah,
maybe I was on vacation or something then. I don't.
Or maybe it just wasn't that interesting.
I'm sure it was. I wouldn't remember it if I had been here.
But I as I did then, I came bearing gifts.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought this right here looks like a great spot for it. It's a Bethpage Black flag.
Awesome. Thank you.
And so if Jazz Jane Watananand ever comes into studio, you could have him sign it, and it'll take up the entire flag. There you go. Or Snedeker could sign right. it, too.
Nance pronounced it just to show that he could pronounce it.
Listen.
Vern just...
Jazz at 17. Yeah. In fact, Saturday night, so this guy, Jazz Jane Watananand from Thailand, we can't even get to Koepka because we're talking about all that jazz. So... Saturday night at the hotel bar, there were three or four of us having dinner, including Nance, name dropper. And so I said, how did you say? Because I'm doing this featured holes coverage at the PGA where I'm covering hole 16 through 18. So I don't get to watch the big CBS coverage, of course, because I'm on the air myself. I said, how did you say Jazz's name? And Nance says, I think I said it about three different ways, and I never really figured out how to say it. And so we discussed it that night, and then there was the PGA Tour sent out a tweet that said, this is how you say it. And I said, that's not what he told me. I met him at Colonial a couple of years ago. And so we finally got it right. It was Jane Watananand. So remember the name. Koepka played like Tarzan, and then we had Jane Watananand. So there you go.
I was watching, though, thinking, if this guy wins, I'm going to have a lot of trouble during tomorrow's updates trying to get this right.
That's your whole update.
Yeah.
Jazz Jane Watananand.
All right, back to you.
That's right. A Nashville hair doctor. That's right.
One of the things about the final round, Grant, was I thought 16 and 17 for Dustin Johnson was a microcosm of who he is. I mean, let's face it. In non-tour events... He's birdie in those holes. But in majors, you look at his history, and he stumbles. And he had a great opportunity getting to within one shot. Man, that had to be fun, especially from your vantage point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all of a sudden, Koepka's at -9, Dustin's at -8, and it is on.
Well, you figured Koepka led by 7 going into the final round. And... someone had dug up the fact that literally in the history of the PGA Tour, and including major championships, no one had ever had a lead of 7 or more and not won. Now, there had been leads of 2, 3, 4, 5, and someone from 7 or more back had come, but no one had led by at least 7 and not won. So historically, it's done. And it's Koepka, who's won 3 of his last 7. So you figured this thing's over. I didn't have quite as creative a Twitter poll as you all have this morning, but I threw out on Saturday, how close over the weekend will anyone get to Koepka? Will anyone get closer than 5? Will anyone get to within 2 or 3? And almost everybody said no closer than 5 because it's Koepka. Well, all of a sudden, as you say, Mark, he makes about a 6-footer for bogey at 11. You're like, oh, is that going to be big? And then he makes it and 4 straight bogeys. He's at 9 now, and DJ's at 8. And so here we come to 16, and DJ on a hole where I think 1 out of 4 were hitting the fairway. 16 is this downhill into the wind. I mean, it's an impossible fairway to hit, and DJ just blisters one right down the middle. And so suddenly, agreeing that I think if I remember, 17% of the field hit in regulation. He's sitting there with a 4 or 5 iron trying to decide, and then the wind dies as he hits it. It goes over the green. And so you say, was that a terrible shot? It wasn't. And so I'm not sure I buy that he chokes in big moments, and I'm not sure if that's exactly what you're saying, but it is a microcosm in the sense that with a major hanging in the balance,
it just happens.
I'll tell you this, a comparison might be Greg Norman, who wound up with 2 major championships. A lot of what happened to Norman on Sundays in majors was self-inflicted, and a lot wasn't. I mean, Bob Tway holes out at the PGA. Yeah. Larry Mize holes out at the Masters. Greg Norman could have easily had 6 or 7 major championships. Is that going to be DJ when it's all said and done?
Kepka is a cyborg. Oh. Let's face
it. He's an Avenger.
But he is.
And we know where the end game is.
Exactly. But I said yesterday that to me, he won this tournament by not blowing up on any 4 of those holes that he bogeyed. He avoided crooked numbers.
He had no doubles the whole week.
Exactly. And in a major, to me, taking your medicine and taking bogey and moving on is sometimes the most important thing.
Tiger had no doubles at the Masters, wins. Kepka had no doubles. So you look back at the 6-footer, little slick 6-footer at 11 for bogey. Let's say he misses that. Maybe that wakes him up and he tears it up the last 7 holes. Or maybe that's the beginning of the end for him. Instead, hanging in there. And then as DJ is bogeying 16... Kepka rights the ship and just powers one down the middle at 15, on the green at 15, 2 putts, and then 16, fairway, green, 17, green, and then he 3-putted just to make it a little interesting, but he wins it. Now the guy's won 4 majors out of 8. I mean, that's been done 3 times ever, 4 majors in an 8-tournament span, and you've heard of the other 3, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. I mean, We're not talking about somebody good. We're talking about somebody, and Blaine, you know this as a player. We tend to glorify the thing that just happened 10 minutes ago, right? And we forget about the Wilbert Montgomerys of the world and the guys who were great in the day. But when somebody starts doing something that only 3 people have ever done,
that's special. Why didn't he get this just do, Kepka? I don't feel like he gets his just due as far as...
Let me ask you this.
I don't know why. Is it his personality?
I think that's a lot. He's not particularly... He doesn't let a lot of people in. He's not particularly lovable. That's not his fault. But we tend to like either the zany and the wacky, or we like the villain. And I don't think he's kind of either one. He's kind of just in between.
Yeah. Were you surprised you won? No, I expected to win. That's him.
Right.
Why are you asking me that dumb question?
Yeah. There's a little Belichick in him. Kind of like, don't insult me with these idiotic questions. You know, yeah. I have how Belichick. Now, but you know this. People who know Belichick, who are tight with him, they say he's the coolest guy ever. Yeah. And, if you're tight with Kepka, if you're in his circle, they're like, people swear by him. It's interesting.
Can't wait to hear your opinion about Tiger Woods.
Uh-oh.
That's Tiger Woods.
I've heard of him, too. He was here, but not for very long.
He was here for a couple days.
He was gone in a New York minute.
He pulled up anchor and headed back to Florida. Grant Boone is our guest. You can, of course, hear his outstanding work at CBS or Golf Channel. We'll have more with Grant coming up in just a moment. Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, coming right now. Wake Up Zone at 8:34 on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. If you're looking for a way to put a little play in your day, play Lotto America, the $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Make sure you go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. The pride of Nashville, Tennessee, Grant Boone. Of course, you can see and hear his outstanding work at CBS. And
you're even better looking channel. In person, Kevin.
Thank
Look
you, man.
You.
Yeah, thanks.
Wayne Bishop, we know how good looking he is. And then there's, Mark Howell.
Sorry.
He said, whoa.
Just like the old days.
Yeah.
Real quick. Just some Ms. Winter's chicken.
We'll get to this in a minute. We have some listeners that want to know some old dirt on Mark. So we'll get to that toward the end of this interview.
Definitely got
to
ask you that. That was on my punch list there for sure.
There is some.
Yeah, Grant, I think I wanted to ask you a little bit about Tiger and about his performance. You know, he was exited early, but is this the Tiger we're going to see now with his health? Him not, you know, golfing for a little while after the last tournament that he won, and now taking time off because it just took that long for his body to really get healthy enough where he can get out on the course to be functional. So we're going to see the inconsistent Tiger, or we've seen the best of Tiger, you think?
No, I don't think you should overreact probably from the Masters or from the PGA. Mm-hmm. I don't think by winning the Masters, it means he's going to win every major from now on. And I don't think missing the cut of the PGA means he's done. I think realistically, you know, when you think about Tiger, and Mark, I don't know if you agree or not, he looked like a 43-year-old who hadn't played in a month.
Yeah.
You know? And around that place, you're not going to hit it perfectly. Koepka didn't hit it perfectly, but Koepka was sharp. Koepka had played the week before at the Nelson. And, you know, Koepka finished 20 under at the Nelson the week before and then wins. So Tiger, I don't think Tiger is at the point where he can do what he did in the old days, just show up even if he hadn't played in a month and dominate. I don't think he's there. And guess what? Neither is anyone else. And even then, we think Tiger won every major back then. He won 15, but that wasn't every one of them. So to me, a big ball. I think I always thought Bethpage was and I know he won there in 02, but man, when he won there in 02, there was no one in the world playing like Tiger Woods. He had just won the Masters for the second straight year, the couple of months before that. And he was the only guy who finished under par that week. He was on another planet from the rest of the professional golf. He's not there now. He's good enough to beat the world's best. I mean, go back to the Masters, and we talked about this when I was with you all the day after the Masters. He beats Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, who's in the top 10. He beat a who's who. It wasn't like the best players in the world were hurt at the Masters. They were all there and they all contended and he still beat them. So he's still good enough to win the biggest events. But, you know, Tiger Woods is not the kind who can just show up anymore and dominate because there are people like Brooks Koepka in the world. I think Tiger at Pebble, I know he's going to play between now and Pebble. He'll play Memorial, I'm sure. I'd be surprised if Tiger doesn't play well at Pebble. It's a place he's obviously, you know, won before, not just on the PGA Tour, but he's won a U.S. Open there back in 2000, which, you know, was by 15 shots and probably the greatest tournament that anyone's ever played at any point in the history of professional golf or amateur golf or anywhere else. I would be surprised if Tiger plays poorly at Pebble.
You believe and Inge's his biggest fan here, but he's going to win another major then. That definitely is going to happen in your mind.
I mean, majors are hard to win, and they're even harder to win now that guys like Koepka are winning 4 out of 8. Yeah, so, I mean, crazy. where are you going to beat Koepka? You can beat Koepka maybe at a place like Pebble that's only 7,000 yards, 7,100.
I'm still worried about Tiger off the tee.
He's not going to have to hit as many drivers at Tiger.
I know, but
you know, and Tiger is as good an iron player as there is in the world right now. And if he finds the fairway, these are tiny greens at Pebble. So what you're going to see a million missed greens, and then who do you trust to get up and down? You know, Tiger's as good as there is, and Tiger grew up on those Poana greens, which are the weird kind of strain of grass that grows there at Pebble Beach. And it gets bumpy late in the day, and you kill yourself because you hit a good putt and it bounces offline. And Tiger just that's the briar patch for Tiger. Throw me in there, let's go. You know, I would be surprised. We talked about this on the air at the PGA. Snedeker had a you know made the cut and had a right. Decent week at Bethpage. I think Pebble sets up for Snedeker.
He's gone there before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I was thinking.
And a guy that doesn't hit it a mile, but is a fearless kind of player. And I just believe, I think he's played 40 or so majors, Snedeker. I just look at Sneds and I think there's a major in there. I really believe it, you know, and of course, you know, we have Lou Graham who won the U.S. Open in 75. How cool would it be if 35 years later, we wound up almost 35 years later with another Nashville guy. That would be, I think there's, I'm saying there's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance.
Why is Koepka's game so good on the major? 4 out of 8. I mean, that's kind of, you know, only 2 other people have done it. I mean, so you're just like, wow.
Yeah, and think about this, Blaine. He's won 6 career tournaments.
Yeah.
4 of them are majors. And so go back to what you said about DJ. He's won 20 times, right? 1 major.
He's Tom Kite in reverse.
It is like, and that's the only time he's ever been mentioned in the same conversation with Tom Kite, who never dated a Hall of Fame hockey player's daughter.
Yes.
Dustin Johnson, you know, has the 1 major. Koepka's, there is, you know, Koepka said that the reason he's playing golf is because of Tiger Woods. He was in that generation that grew up watching Tiger dominate. And, you know, Tiger's got 81 wins, so Tiger's won 1 million tournaments. But, man, there was something about the majors in Tiger, right? And I think there's, for Koepka, Koepka's a big game hunter. He thinks in terms of domination. He thinks in terms of the moment, you know? And I think, no offense, but the Byron Nelson, it's a weekly tour stop on the PGA Tour or Colonial or pick any tournament. It's not that he's not trying. That's not what we're talking about. But you know this from having, but there's just something about
big tournament.
When you get your rival coming into your house, it's not that you weren't trying the week before, and you can't even maybe put your finger on it exactly, but there's just something, your focus is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see things a little bit differently. I think it's something that only somebody like you or somebody who's competed at the highest level can understand. The big moments come along. You could tell that Tiger Woods in his prime, even still, but especially Tiger in his prime, the majors mattered more. And Koepka, he grew up watching that. And so for him, it's like, I'm not interested in you know, all the peripheral stuff that comes along with being a PGA Tour player. I'm here to win. And I want to win big ones.
Well, one last question real quick. Will Nashville ever have a major? Golf tournament, yeah.
You know, we had the Golf Club of Tennessee that hosted what? The U.S. Women's Am, was it last year? U.S. Women's Amateur, Golf Club of Tennessee?
A million years ago, Richland, the old Richland, hosted the
1980.
U.S. Women's Open.
It was Amy Alcott, I think, if I recall.
Exactly.
It is such a good golf market. And when the web.com tour is here, a couple of weeks ago, I know Snedeker was really pitching hard to get a tour stop. Nashville is such a big market. I mean, you know, I live in Texas these days, but everybody, when people were looking at the draft and people lining Broadway and what we've seen with the Preds, man, it's not the Nashville I grew up, you know, in.
Nashville has this area.
It's the Nashville I grew up in.
Okay. and what you and your teammates did is one of the reasons why the way it is now. People care about sports. The way they've embraced the Preds,
I think this area has a tour worthy course. I don't think it has a major worthy course.
No major though. Okay, cool.
Well, any course is major championship if you shrink the fairway.
Yeah, well,
Two Rivers.
Yeah, exactly. McCabe. Yeah.
Two Rivers. That'd be all about that, man.
Somebody, Teddy Rose.
Somebody might shoot 59 on all 3 9s.
Exactly.
In the
Grant, I have an important question for
yes.
you. Would you like to stay for take 3? Because it's one of the fastest growing segments in our show.
Let's do it. And I'd also like to weigh in on the Twitter poll if I could.
Okay.
You can vote. I vote yes.
You can vote either yes or yes.
First yes or second yes.
Right. Grant Boone's our guest. 844 the time, 104.5 the zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Take 3 is on deck. Stay with us. The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, 850 the time. Coming up in about half an hour, Jason Stark will join us from The Athletic and the MLB Network, the Hall of Famer. Get into some baseball with Jason. Had a lot of fun visiting with Grant Boone this hour. Can, of course, see him.
I found all the gimmicks over
right,
there.
Right,
those are Kuharsky's props. He's right. He's like Carrot Top.
Does this work?
You can see.
1-2, 1-2.
Bullhorn.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, watch out. He's a little territorial.
You have Kuharsky on copyright infringement.
Right. Grant on the Golf Channel and, of course, on CBS golf coverage. It's time now, though, for one of the fastest growing segments in our show, and it's sponsored by LKQ Pick Your Part. Over 1 million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pulls the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search. It's time for Take 3.
Now.
The Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take Three.
All right, everybody ready?
Yes. Hang on, there's a French fry on the floor over here. What should I do with it? Is this Kuharsky's also?
Could be.
Yeah, go ahead and eat it.
No, that one's Mark's.
All right, take number one. This kind of ties in with our Twitter poll. Gerald McCoy, Titans, yes, no?
No.
No?
Well, what are we asking? Go, pursue him, or is he going to wind up here?
Pursue him. Would you like to see him
sure.
here?
Yes.
Blaine Bishop?
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Wouldn't you? You shouldn't be a GM if you don't pursue him. That's a fireable offense.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I just don't think he's going to end up here.
Considering I wrote the poll, I think you know my answer.
He's always about the final. Is he going to be here? No, that's not the question that was asked. That's why
I would like to see him.
Grant Boone asked. Usually bottom line Blaine.
Well, he was getting clarity there.
That's right.
Yes, would you pursue him? Absolutely.
All right, take number two. Can the Lakers be fixed? And this is probably longer than a short answer question. But
like a dog or?
Both.
Maybe some of both, man. Especially with the situation with Magic Johnson and his comments yesterday and just the whole dynamic of the leadership starting there.
Wow. That would require Jeannie Buss to have a moment of clarity, which apparently she's incapable of. Invite somebody else in to help in the decision-making process. Yes, of course. I just don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, although you can fix this. With a couple of free agents this summer.
There you go. Blaine, what do you got?
Man, I don't know if I trust the ownership group there. But one nice pick there to add on a free agent and a couple picks, I think you'd be right back in the snide. So I'd say yes.
And overcome the leadership. Grant, what do you have?
NBA championship or bus? Is that what you're saying, Mark? Yeah. You're going to have one or the other. Either Jeannie Buss or you're going to win a title.
Under the bus. Yeah.
Well, when you start with LeBron James, you always have a chance of being fixed. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Long term under different ownership? Sure. Why not?
I say not anytime soon, man. This thing looks like a total mess to me. LeBron or no LeBron, I don't. They're not hanging up any banners in that place anytime
soon.
Maybe
they should pursue Gerald McCoy.
Maybe so.
Yes.
Could help him down low. As difficult as it might be to watch, is there a part of you that's rooting for the St. Louis Blues in this Blues Sharks series as they play Game 6 tonight and St. Louis has a chance to get to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in decades? Mark?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good story. I don't have the allegiances that I used to. And I'm the only one here who remembers the last time they played each other in the final. Yeah, I think it'd be a good story. I mean, they were dead last in January, and to come off the mat like they have is a good story. And I think they've got the goods to do it.
Well, we had Jazz Jane Watanen on to the PGA, so why not the Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Excellent. Even had the Utah Jazz.
Yep, I'm with you.
You pulling for him?
Yeah, I'm pulling for him. I've been pulling for him the whole time.
Are you the kind that if this team beats you, you want them to go on and win it? Or are you the kind to say, I want them to lose. I want them to die a horrible death.
I'm that dude.
Yeah.
If they beat your team, I want that team to win it so I'll feel good about myself.
I was next. Mm-hmm. I would have wanted if not for them, you could have said.
See, I don't think that does anything for you either way.
Yeah.
Win, lose,
you're so on the house.
You got to have a side. You can't. That's Kevin, though.
No. What do we call him?
Switzerland, yeah.
Switzerland.
No, I am pulling for the St. Louis Blues.
Well, they didn't. They didn't beat the Predators.
Don't mistake that for me pulling for no Cardinals, though. That's a whole different ballgame. <on the street. laughs> Although I'm always envious of the Cardinals because they have cool uniforms. They win a lot. Great run organization.
I think you made a bad choice.
No bonus question.
Terrible choice. Oh, I got a bonus question. Liz Schaefer, what are you thinking on Blues?
Usually in a situation like this, the team that beat my team, I want them to lose, but I'm neutral with St. Louis. That's fine. Go ahead. It's the St. Louis Blues. I don't care that much. What I've learned is in SEC country, SEC will always root for SEC. That's what I know. So
except in a couple of instances.
Well, pretty rare.
Yeah. All right, here's our bonus question for this morning. I have right here, I jotted down yesterday 11 things I have to get done this week. How many did I get done on Monday?
6.
This one goes to 11, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this one goes to 11.
I'll say 10.
10?
Oh, I see you got all 11.
All 11?
Oh, 4 at best.
But you guys went way over. You're not winning the showcase on this one.
Oh.
2.
Wow.
Which are they?
I took the dog to the place where we're going
to get it fixed.
No, that's already been done.
That's how he's fixing the Lakers. Yeah,
I took the dog to Camp Bow Wow, and then I took a line read up for a couple of camps, and then the rest of it's going to have to get done. The rest.
Is he going to get transferred to Bow? Is he in the transfer portal to Bow Wow JUCO?
No. She did great at Camp Bow Wow.
See, my boss. Hey,
the key is don't get those two errands mixed up. Get up for Bow Wow.
My bonus question was
Bow Wow.
My bonus question was Roethlisberger saying that he and Antonio Brown were still good friends, and Adam Gase saying I didn't win a power struggle with Mike Maccagnan. What was the third lie told this week concerning the NFL? Right.
Here's my bonus question. Does Brooks Koepka get to double-digit major championships?
Ooh.
He's at 4 already. He's 29 years old.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of winning.
I think he will.
He has to have a Nick Faldo career, which is 6 majors, to get to 10 from this point on. It's a lot.
Mm.
But then he's winning.
I'm not saying he's not going to win anymore, but I don't know if he's winning 6 more. Mm.
Grant, as usual.
Nope.
Thank you for that. Nope. Thank you for that impassioned on the fence. Yeah. I think he will. I think he will. Not this year. I'll predict he will not get the 10 majors this year.
That's taking a stand right there. Grant, man, great to see you.
Great to see you guys. Get it signed.
We will. We'll do it.
Right here, underneath the zone.
He brought us a Beth Page Black 18-hole flag.
Well, we got to take a picture with him.
We'll do it. Our Take 3 segment brought to you by LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com. Start your search. Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coming right back.